He brought out spirit. Spirit. He used it to clean it. I said, I'm not convinced. So he brought out a lighter. You understand what they call lighter? Fire. So he switch it on. He put it on the clipper. To the right, to the left. He said the fire will have cleared everything. All the bacteria there, they cannot stand fire. There's a level of fire that all these bacteria and germ can accommodate. When fire gets to a level, all the dirtiness in your life will not be able to stay. All the deposit of the enemy in your body will not be able to stay. Therefore, I dip my tongue in the blood of Jesus and I speak into the life of somebody here, that every deposit of the wicked in you, the fire of God will clear it away. We 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 clear it away. In the name of Jesus. Fire. Let me give you some of the ministry of the unquenchable fire. I need to be fast about this. Number one, fire comes to give direction. Direction. Yes, when fire comes, there is light. And you know where to go. When fire comes, everything that has been hidden will be revealed. Will be revealed. I pray for somebody that the fire of the Holy Ghost that will reveal some deep secrets for you will come upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, the ministry of the unquenchable fire is to consume the fire of the wicked. Remember some prayer we prayed here. The enemy, they send their own fire. They can use it to destroy people's business. They can use it to destroy people's children. They can use it to destroy people's ministry. They can kindle strange fire. But when the fire of God comes, it will consume that strange fire. Concerning somebody here, the ministry of strange fire against you and your family shall backfire in the name of Jesus. The ministry of unquenchable fire is to consume the tabernacle of robbery. Yes. When they talk of tabernacle of robbery, you can see that in, you can see that in Job 15 verse 34. Job 15 34. Is there is a tabernacle called the tabernacle of robbery. The tabernacle that is stealing from you, stealing your money, stealing your virtues, and keeping it somewhere. I release the fire now to consume that tabernacle. Let your heaven be loud and clear. The ministry of unquenchable fire is to judge the wicked. Is to judge the wicked. The wicked, they don't have good plan. Just like you see in Exodus 15 verse 9. He said, the enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will consume my lust upon them. You know, that's the ministry of the wicked. But when fire comes, tables will turn against them. I decree that the fire that will turn the table against your enemies will come upon you today. Will come upon you today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me give you one more. Because of that, the ministry of unquenchable fire to subdue darkness and its works. It's only the fire of God that can subdue them. You cannot beg darkness. You cannot beg the wicked. They don't listen. But when the fire of God comes, they will bow. They will surrender. They will say, this one is different. This one is different. This one is different. I pray for someone. The fire that will subdue your enemies shall come upon you. Shall come upon you. Pacify them, but it has not worked though. But from today, the enemy will see something in you, and they begin to run from you. I said they will run from you in the mighty name of Jesus. You have been afraid before. They will be afraid of you. You have been running before. They will be running from you. I want to shout this fire. Call this fire. And then I will now give you a prayer point to pray. Can you shout fire until I stop you? Fire. 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 Until I stop you. Want to go? Shall die now. In the name of Jesus. now. With your hand. Receive it now. 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 In the name of Jesus. I decree that every mountain before you, when fire comes, the mountain will clear away. Therefore, now I decree, every mountain that the enemy has positioned before you, the fire of the Lord God will clear it away. Concerning that fellow, the fire that has been sent against you to destroy your finance, first time, second time, and that fire is ready to come the third time. Hear the word of the Lord. You, that wicked fire, go back to the senders in the name of Jesus. Back to the sender. The fire that consumes fire shall come upon you, shall walk around you. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them. Therefore now, I decree the standard of the Lord will rise up against your enemies. That is more than what the enemy carries, which is the fire that cannot be quenched. When you locate the camp of your enemies, in the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here that any altar that is sending evil fire against you shall be broken to pieces. Sitting upon a mat, send evil fire against you, shall somersault and die. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree that the person that is serving fire, yes, serving fire, and has been threatening to deal with you, as the Lord lives and the Spirit is alive, you will look for that fellow. You will not see him again. You will look for that.